it's not news.
By Jove, it's not news.
Yes, indeed, that extraordinarily long theme jingle means it is definitely time to talk what wasn't news this week with Shane Anderson, the final time that we're doing this for 2017.
The last one of the year before I'm being booted out.
Yeah, before we're all being booted out, don't worry about that. Are we going out with a bang? Has there been a lot of not news this week?
Oh, there has been so much I had to trim the fat. There is not news that didn't make it. Which never happens.
No, I know.
Yeah, it's been a busy 2 weeks. Well, I wasn't in last week, so I do want to kick things off with one that I really wanted to talk about but didn't get to because I was at the Star Wars Midnight showing and didn't make it in the morning.
Perfect reason, yeah.
But the short story Cat Person is an honorary not news for this week because it took the internet by storm.
It did indeed.
Because apparently no one on Twitter has read a short story before.
Ever. They were very confused by it.
People were. It was strange. So if you didn't encounter this, basically it is a short story about a kind of modern short-lived relationship that mostly exists through text messages, and then when they meet up in person, it's disappointing. And it doesn't work out. And people... The internet exploded. People had very emotional responses to this, to the point where it launched 1,000 think pieces where everyone gets to put in their 2 cents about what went wrong with this relationship. It was mostly a war between angry men and the rest of the rational population.
That's pretty much how the internet works these days.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. It's just insane. Yeah, special mention to Cat Person from last week.
Congratulations, Cat Person.
Yeah, we should be giving out awards, I think,
really
for
should.
Best Not News of the Year, because I really think the inaugural Not News Feminist of the Year Award should be going to none other than Matt Damon.
Wow, okay.
What a guy.
What a guy.
Now, he came out in the news this week kind of digging a hole for himself and nailing the coffin down also by himself. His greatest contribution, I think, to the lexicon this year is the term Damonsplaining, which basically means what happens when Matt Damon comes out in the media and tells people who are victims of harassment what counts and what doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
And that we shouldn't punish nice guys.
Definitely no. He basically just did a very extended not all men.
It's insane.
Yeah.
This has been going on for a while, this debate. I mean, if you do start thinking along the same lines as Matt Damon, which is easy to think of if you've never had experience of this type of thing, basically the problem is it's someone who's never experienced this telling other people what counts and what doesn't and failing to understand basically what Minnie Driver said in response, which is that women experience harassment in their daily lives all the time. It doesn't necessarily have to be physical abuse. It can be emotional. It can be text messages. It can be invasion of privacy. It can come in so many forms and it still counts.
It does indeed. That was a very good way of putting it. Because Matt Damon was essentially saying to, for example, a cancer sufferer, have you tried talking about your organs that don't have cancer?
Exactly. It's so frustrating to see this happen all the time. And it's people who, just should shut up.
Well, Matt Damon, Feminist of the Year for Not News.
Well done.
Well done, Matt Damon.
Crowning achievement in Good Will Hunting, Feminist of the Year and Not News. Which brings me to my last gripe.
Please.
For the year, I
guess.
For the whole year. Which is the sudden proliferation of end-of-year lists. Everyone is putting their life into a list. Best movie, best album, best podcast, best TV shows. But my favorite list, which was announced yesterday, is Triple M, who have announced that they are holding a Ozzest 100.
Ozzest?
To replace Triple J's Hottest 100, which has been moved from Australia Day.
So Triple M are grabbing that Australia Day spot.
Yeah, they've decided to host their own Hottest 100. But songs celebrating Australia, so you can celebrate genocide with a nationalist barbecue. Yeah. I will be listening to 2SER.
Well, I mean, look, yeah, they've certainly got their finger on the pulse of their audience.
Sure.
People who want to listen to, Oz music on Australia Day. Sure.
Yeah. I don't want to make a sweeping generalization about Triple M's audience, but you do have the choice not to listen to the Ozzest 100. And I recommend you maybe take that. The one redeeming feature is that there has been a movement online to vote for Yothu Yindi's Treaty as number one, yes. Which would be brilliant.
Yes, it would be. That would be amazing. Right, good. All right.
Jinx.
So all of that's happening. So much not news. What were we not paying attention to?
Yeah, look, something that did get a lot of news coverage at the time, it's been going on for a while, but it's the Royal Commission into Child Sex Abuse. The recommendations came out. So this is the accumulation of all the interviews of people coming forward, the vain attempts to get George Pell to own up to his mistakes. And it's made all these recommendations that, to be honest, I will be surprised if the Catholic Church follows them, but do really cut to the heart of the issue of this institutional problem.
Yeah.
And some of the things are like confession for children being conducted in an open space, voluntary celibacy, which would, I mean, I would be surprised if that was followed,
yeah.
But you could see that really cut to the heart of some of the problems that have been ongoing in the church. And one that should really not be a shocker at all, any person in religious ministries who is the subject of substantiated sexual abuse claims should be immediately removed.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a hard one to follow.
That should not be a difficult one.
No. In fact, that shouldn't need to be a recommendation.
The fact that that's a recommendation in the first place just underlies how bad this problem is.
It does indeed. All right, Shane Anderson, go and take a break. Get your mind out of the not news for a few weeks and we'll do this again in 2018. What do you say?
All right, agreed.
All right, done. Thank you very much.